from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm going up to the cabin, dude. You guys enjoy the fourth. I'm so fired up.
Yeah, I'm going. Where am I going? Oh, I'm going to I'm not going to tell anybody where I'm going. You may see me, you may not. Hopefully, I'm in some water.
It's going to be, I was going to say, it's going to be really hot. And check out Joe Spadoni, myself, and Sam Waltman tomorrow and on Friday, 8 to 12.
Yeah.
Maybe if this news breaks, let's see if Shaskier Bonte is going to call in.
Well, you know who's going to call in.
Well, I mean, I'm always available. I'm like Batman. You just hit me up on the bat phone, Commissioner Gordon, and I'm ready to roll. Some guys give takes. Some guys stand on the fence. Some guys take every angle that is possible, so where I don't even know what their take is. I give takes, often wrong, but I give them.
No.
I plant my flag.
No. There's context to everything.
My American flag.
Context, doggy.
Is Lauri Markkanen going to be traded by Monday? Lowry, I'm so sorry.
Lowry Markkanen. Who sits on the fence around here? I wonder who.
Well, there's the Humpty Dumpty meme that Dibs created around Steiny sitting on the fence. He calls him Humpty Dumpty.
Am I a fence sitter? I don't think I'm a fence sitter. The takes I've had.
No, to sit on the fence means you're not giving opinions. You are the globe. You give all the opinions and then leave no room for others.
Oh, you're one to talk. You are one to
it's
talk.
It's unacceptable.
Oh, man.
I'm a homer, baby.
I give takes so good that people scoff at them in real time. And 3 weeks later, they come around. It's like, oh, Guru, Bonte did have a point. You know, I'm just well-rounded. It's just what it is. You want to talk soccer?
I'm going to be humble in this one.
Go Turkey, beating Austria. Go Colombia with the draw. They win the group, though. Go Colombia. Let's go James Rodriguez. Let's win Copa. Let's go England. Let's go France, and let's go Warriors. That's it for us. Don't go get Mario. I want Kuminga on this team. By next Monday, Kuminga better be on this team. Also, that's why I brought to you by Xfinity. At home, on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. That's it for us. Steiny and Guru next, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on? It's Wode and Dibs. Just to remind you that...
want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Give me the meat.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Boy. Yeah, yay, baby.
What's up?
What's up? You dry snitching on me, man.
What are you talking about?
You look like Nicholas Bradford, and I come in with the tank top on because the cleaners were closed, and you run around the office just snitching on me. Look.
I didn't.
Look. That hurt me, Steiny. That did hurt me. Spadoni gave me love, and Evan, I'm still deciding what.
Who's Nicholas Bradford?
From Eight is Enough. The kid on. That's what he would wear with the collar shirt and the sweater around it. Yeah.
All right. Check out the YouTube. YouTube page.
The tank top.
I am the system of the show.
You know what? That's not. I mean, that's not a tank top that you're wearing.
But Evan was at the sleeveless... bar last Friday. He said, the gun's looking good. So I felt like I just thought I got it tucked in, too.
According to Steiny, that's a dress shirt.
Because that shirt you Evan's had on yesterday, one
early.
That was this almost, Steiny. But anyway, I miss you, man. Let's do it.
You miss me? For what?
Well, I miss you after the show. We thought we had plans, but it's Wednesday. Evan and I.
It's Wednesday. Oh, boy, man. I mean.
Where do you start?
All right, let's here we go. Here we go. Here's where I'll start it, Goo. Warriors offseason. Chris Paul goes to the Spurs. Klay Thompson to Dallas. Warriors acquired De'Anthony Melton. They acquire Kyle Anderson from Minnesota, and it looks like they're going to acquire Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield.
There you go.
So, John Sally. The other thing that happened today is a couple stories have dropped, one in The Athletic, one on ESPN.com, and there are some nuggets and details about this Klay Thompson situation with the Warriors that they're interesting.
I'm shocked.
They're interesting. Go ahead, Goo.
I'll just say this because, you know, we love this medium that is radio and the forum that we have where people call and we think we know what's going on, but it's not even about being right or wrong. It's people sharing their opinion. You and I do the same. Evan Spadoni, catch him at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. You catch him tomorrow with Evan. Now, I'll say this. I can't believe an icon like Joe Lacob, because this is what stood out to me. We talked about why wouldn't Klay set up a dinner like Dre did and talk to his boss? Well, Steiny, we find out in this Ramona Shelbourne piece on ESPN, Lacob invited him golfing in Los Angeles.
In May.
And they say those are where deals are made. But they didn't even talk about it. And I would just ask the great Joe Lacob, who I got a picture of him, you, me, him, and Ritter on the phone. That had to be mental torture for Klay Thompson, for Joe Lacob not even to bring up that subject. Then, before I throw it back, I don't know if I'm mad at Klay for letting that ride. Why wouldn't you bring it up? It's your tenure. It's your future. And maybe nothing comes out of that. But how do you go to sleep letting stuff fester and subject matters not get broached? I've learned, Steiny, I don't get the answers to some things going on in my life, but I feel better knowing that I brought them up and I got it out. That stuff causes stress. So one, Lacob, how could you, and maybe you didn't know you were doing it. Why would you set up a golfing date with Klay and not bring up his future? And then Klay, why would you leave that golf course without bringing up your future once you realize the big boss is not going to bring it up? So I'm perplexed.
Honest to goodness, if I'm Klay, I don't know that I bring it up. I'm invited down there by Joe Lacob to the Riviera Country Club, and you play golf. You play golf. I mean, again, Lacob invites Klay. I mean, Klay had to figure something was going to happen, at least a discussion.
No doubt.
And according to two stories
Ramona Shelburne and ESPN. Actually, I'm not sure if Amick had this particular nugget, but they didn't talk about the contract or his future with the Warriors. They just played golf. I think that's weird. I do think it's weird.
Okay. All right.
And I'm trying to put myself in Clay's spot, and I don't know if on the 15th hole I say, Joe, can we address the elephant in the room or no?
The rat on the table, brought to you by Etco.
But I could see why he didn't or he wouldn't.
Okay, why?
Because
now pride feels like it's going too far. It's one thing to tell your comrades, Steph and Dre, don't speak for me. But Norm Johnson told me, son, you got to be your biggest own salesman. So why would Clay just, like, I'm perplexed by both of them.
I'm just telling you.
Wow.
I think it's far more unusual or weird, if you will, that Lacob didn't bring it up. And I can see how Clay maybe is playing, kind of waiting.
Oh, that's torture.
Nothing happens. That's now it's torture. 13, 14, 15.
That's torture.
Honest to goodness, I'm not sure I would have. I'd like to think I might have said, hey, Joe, what's going on? But in a way, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm a guest of the Lacobs at this country club. He invited me there. So why didn't he broach the subject? I don't know.
How about this?
Both of them are a little bit, a little bit weird, a little bit different, a little bit quirky, a little bit their own guy. I don't know.
But when you talk about a 13-year run, a homegrown player, a four-time champ in Klay Thompson helped build you, this dynasty, you know, that may pass wherever you decide it's at right now. How can you not have, again, I'm going to Joe Lacob just as a boss, how can you not have closure? And if I'm Klay Thompson right now, Steiny, I'm on the first thing smoking, which he was, to Dallas, because I thought we really had a relationship worthy of at least wrapping it up and looking each other in the face saying, okay, you know what? It feels like Clay was just left for dead. And you're telling me we talked to Monty and everybody this week that's reporting it. We don't even know if there was a contract offer on the board for Clay outside of that 2-for-48 to start. So imagine how Clay Thompson felt. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, so a lot of these details are coming out about Clay Thompson, and the one that stuck out to me was, Joe Lacob and Clay Thompson went golfing in May, and his future or his contract did not come up. Neither of them broached the subject.
How? The other thing is,
according to this story also, Joe Lacob, over the course of the season, kind of kept his distance from Clay. That Clay didn't really see Lacob a lot, or Lacob may have tried to avoid Clay or just didn't want to get into it with Clay during the season. And so Clay is in Dallas. There's also some really good insight about the Lakers situation. The bottom line is the Warriors did not want D'Angelo Russell back in a sign-and-trade with the Lakers. They just did not want.
And they didn't want to lose Kuminga. So apparently, I get both of those.
Apparently. But I totally see now why Clay wants to go to Dallas.
If this were a movie, I would feel I'm hurt because Clay's gone. I think all of Dub Nation is, Steiny. Even if he felt like, you know, his best days are behind him, the bottom line is he deserved more Rodney Dangerfield. I believe he deserved more respect from the organization. And I don't know, again, Joe Lacob's a killer, Steiny. What part of the playbook is, Clay, come down here and golf, and Clay's thinking and telling pops and moms and whoever his brother, I'm about to go chop it up about my future. And you know what? I may not be a Warrior, but we're going to talk about it. I'm blown away.
Actually, in the Ramona Shelburne piece, this is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. nobody's trying to talk about work on the golf course. I mean, that's a true and not true statement.
I thought the old adage is that's where some of the biggest business deals are closed.
That's what I understand. I don't think there's a hard, fast rule one way or the other about that. But Ramona Shelburne had a line in the story that Lacob doesn't like to talk business during golf. Now, I don't know if it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek or Clay found out that Joe Lacob doesn't like to talk about work during a round of golf. I don't know.
Okay, well, what about when you're done and you go have drinks in the club?
Lacob doesn't drink.
Oh. Well, you eat. Have a chicken Caesar salad. Extra cheese.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. That's got a lot of aspartame in it. That could kill you. That's not good, diet soda.
Well, that's what I've heard. Are you the one that turned me on to the diet soda is worse for you than regular soda?
No, I'm the guy that says diet soda is bad, but drinks a 20-ounce Red Bull. Go figure. That bothers me. And then on Draymond. I'm in the bed last night.
Hold on.
Yeah, no covers.
Before we get to Draymond.
Right, let me slow down.
Because he, as producer Evan Giddings said, you know, you read these stories and Draymond's name just keeps popping up.
Pop! You got his cadence down, too. That's pretty good, Evan. I'm going to give you a two.
Here's the one thing. It would have been
a four if he came out later.
I noticed Sam Amick, when he was writing about the 2 years, $48 million, he even said Clay may have been offered 2 years, $48 million. So Sam Amick saying that to me means maybe Amick never got confirmed that offer. So let's forget. Let's say, but for the sake of argument, let's say that was an offer last offseason. What's clear is the Warriors did not put one contract offer in front of Clay Thompson, according to these stories. And Klay Thompson and his representative, over the course of a season, apparently put together four contract ideas. And every single time, Lacob said, not now. Thanks. We're going to table it. This, that, and the other thing. Including, I think, Evan, help me out. One of the deals at the end, he said 2 for $40 million. Klay,
could you believe
Klay
that?
Klay said 2 for $40 million, and the Warriors still said,
we'll get back to you.
Yeah, we got to do stuff first.
Well, that's what makes the golf round, I think, so interesting, is because it sounded like, from the piece, there had been multiple offers from Klay's camp to the Warriors, but there had been no counter offer from Golden State. And so, like you said, Goo, that's the elephant in the room. Why hasn't there even been a counteroffer?
But
they just kept telling him to wait.
Evan, you're a college grad. I think you know the answer. And the message was sent. It was a rough type of message. The way that didn't happen or manifest, because it feels like Lacob didn't want it to.
No, exactly. I completely agree.
That's the bottom line. You talk about
the bottom line is if you read these stories, you come to the obvious conclusion. The Warriors didn't want him back.
Yes, wow.
They didn't want him back unless it was a real low number. A real low number. 888-957-9570 is the number. Some real interesting details in a couple of these stories about what happened with Klay Thompson and why he ended up in Dallas. Plain and simple.
And, you know, something else that jumped out at me, Steiny, and people don't want to hear, but it happened, so I'm not going to fake kick it and act like it didn't go down. But reading that story, Draymond and Klay wanted to get paid after the 2022 championship, and the guys that got paid, I think that the disease of me was in the Warriors locker room like never before, and we didn't know it. And now Draymond punching Jordan Poole, I feel like I know why he got hit, because Dre was worried about his chicken, not rightfully so, but to the degree of, I feel like there was a little envy that he knew Poole was about to get broken off, who got broken off after he got hit. But Steiny, this thing is crazy.
So the Warriors win the title in 2022, and apparently, again, according to Ramona Shelburne, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green both wanted extensions the year after, or the offseason after their championship. The Warriors, at that point, re-signed Jordan Poole, who they didn't have to. He could have become a restricted free agent the following year, but they did. And they extended Andrew Wiggins, who also didn't have to be extended at the time. And I guess now looking back at it, that was a problem, not just for Clay, but for Draymond Green. And I kind of understand it. I'm not saying I agree with him.
Okay.
But the Warriors just won their fourth title. Okay. Jordan Poole is eligible for an extension. They don't have to give him one. It's just like Kuminga this year. They didn't have to. They chose to. They did it. Andrew Wiggins had one more year left on his deal. They did not have to extend him. They did. They did for 4 years. And so apparently at that point, Clay and Draymond were at least disappointed because they wanted extensions that offseason.
But they were further down the road in line. They weren't up, even though Wiggins and Poole.
Neither were they closer
than they were, Steiny.
Yeah,
they were a year closer than...
Who has four rings and who doesn't?
If that's what we're doing, I know you're not saying you're being an advocate
I am.
But I couldn't imagine working somewhere and watching one of my counterparts get broken off.
Exactly.
And I insert, what about me? What about me?
Welcome to the NBA. But again, I do think, and like when I'm relaying these stories, I'm not taking a side on anything. But yes, looking back at it, they didn't have to extend either Wiggins or Poole. They did both at the same time that Clay and Draymond wanted extensions. So they had to wait. That sets up whatever, disappointment, tough feelings. Then they play the year where they lost to the Lakers in six games.
How the hell did they even get to the playoffs with all the stuff going on behind the scenes? Yeah. Ken, do you have a problem? I know you're a wordsmith. Evan Spadoni, you let me know. Looking back on it now, you talk about iconic Dre and Clay and what they've done to help build this dynasty. My goodness, it's incredible. But Issa Rae, she's an actor. She had a great show on HBO, Insecure. Wow. And I think Dre and both Clay were both insecure when they should have known, let's be happy for Wig and Pool. It ain't going to dry up. And you got to always fall back on what we mean to this team.
It did dry up for Clay.
Well, that's a different story because he almost gets a license to be insecure because he's watching Jordan Poole take off, who could be his possible replacement. But Draymond... This is the one that's shocking. Nobody was taking your gig.
So they play the year out, and the Warriors win 44 games and lose in the second round to the Lakers. And if you remember what happened then, Steve Kerr started talking about how they needed Draymond Green if they were going to maintain a high level of play. Also in the story from Ramona Shelburne was after the Lakers loss, that some members of the Warrior front office wanted to start to dismantle. Ooh. They wanted to start to retool, and obviously Draymond Green was part of it because he had opted out of his contract. According to the story, Steve Kerr fought hard to keep this team together, and that's why, a big reason why they re-signed Draymond Green. And it's, to me, it does make a little bit of sense that they might have been ready to move off Draymond. Draymond sensed it. Kerr went to bat for Draymond. And then Draymond drove down to Lacob's house and sold him on it. Mm. So then Clay sees that. He gets offered 2 for $48. And he's saying, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
And now he's in Dallas.
The rest is history.
So, fascinating, fascinating stuff. And I do think it's interesting that both those guys wanted to get paid after their championship. I guess we should have thought that was a possibility, but I didn't realize it at that point because they both had years left on their deal.
What if I tell you, Evan and Spadoni, and the listeners on this Wednesday before 4th of July, here I go. I feel like a True Detective, Woody Harrelson, Steiny. What if I told you now that talk that Steph Curry had before Game 7, who I thought it was just directed at Poole and Kuminga, might have been to the vets too?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.